Welcome, everyone. Good evening. Well, we have this final class of the year is actually going to catapult us into a whole new cycle of growth and emergence. So it's not like it'll be a finalization of the year. It's actually we've been preparing all year for this transformation that we're going to be catapulted into. And the guides are using the word catapult, so thrust. So let us take a moment. People are still coming onto the line. And let me emphasize how important it is for you to be grounding, regulating your nervous system, coming back to your breath and feeling your body, feeling your presence, gathering your energy back to you. We don't realize how dispersed we are as we go through a day. And when we begin to engage with our spiritual sacred nature, we need to gather that energy, gather our attention back to us, and come back into full presence. So take a few breaths. So this is the beginning of a 6-week cycle. It'll take us up to the solstice. And we tend to not understand how our being is attuned to the solstice and how much is happening behind the scenes in our consciousness that is very aware of the solstice, of the moon phases, of the solar phases. And just because we're not consciously aware of it doesn't mean it's not happening. So this session, this 6-week session, is time to lead up to the solstice. And I should note, I did put on the website solstice meditation for December 21st, Sunday evening. I also am going to put up a 1-day mini retreat that will be on that same day. So if you want a very full solstice experience, you can plan for that whole Sunday, December 21st, to be in sacred ceremony. And I realize it's heading right into the holiday. So some of you may be too busy with the holiday preparations and getting things ready. Or some of you might think, ah, this is a wonderful way to regain my center and prepare myself for the holidays in a deeper way. Either way, it'll be available. I'll probably have it up on the website in the next week. And you can be thinking about that, feeling it out, seeing if it'll work for you. And the light energies are gathering now. So this is the blessing of the new earth, emergence from the cocoon. So on the first evening of any 6-week session, the focus is always on activating the sacred circle and harmonizing the collective consciousness of the group with the sacred frequencies and the unseen guides, the luminous beings that gather to support and open us up to the deeper nature of our being. So just take a moment to Recognize your own sacred nature and the sacred nature of the living energies and the living universe. And allow yourself to sense the vastness that we live within. Kind of take your attention from a micro, daily activity focus to allowing your breath to open up, your body to relax a little more, and your attention expanding to include the interior of your body, the exterior of your body, the energy around you, and the energies of the cosmos. And just, of course, you'll just get a little taste of that, but we want to put the whole perspective out there. And it's important to recognize your own sacred nature, your sacred sovereignty, your sacred freedom. Your freedom to align with your sacred nature. In many ways, our alignment with our sacred nature has been hijacked, or we've been conditioned to believe we don't even have a sacred nature. And so we're going to take a few minutes to allow this to surface and realign, reconnect, redirect your attention from the exterior disconnection to an interior connection. And there is a ton of light coming in from our collective consciousness and the luminous beings that are here to activate, illuminate, bring forth our beautiful beings. And like I say in every session, if you find yourself drifting off or expanding inward, go for it. You don't have to listen to me. The energies are here. I'm guiding it, leading it, translating what the energies are doing. But don't feel any kind of stress or pressure to listen to my words if you have a profound experience going on within you. My words serve as a structure, a framework for a deeper experience. And if you're guided inward, go with it. And take a few more deeper breaths. So when we begin a session, we spend time grounding, getting quiet, bringing our sacred nature forward so that the teachings and transmissions that come to us during our classes are received instead of resisted. If we stay in a dysregulated state or a tense state, if our minds are very busy, we don't have an empty container to receive the higher frequencies that are being communicated to us here. This is very important to know, that we need to prepare ourselves to receive what's available to us. And sometimes it's very, very challenging to tear yourself away from the external conditioning and the external hypnotic trance that we get into. And that hamster wheel just keeps going, 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 and we don't realize how tense we are, how unavailable to the sacred we are. And so at the beginning of every class, there is a period of time where we're shifting from the external focus to the internal focus. And I always refer to that as my rusty hinge. There's always, you know, kind of a creakiness, like, oh, I have to draw myself inward. I have to draw myself away from all the things that attract me on the outside. And some of them are so attractive that it's like, do I really want to let go of that? Do I really want to stop thinking about that? Do I really want to still be enchanted by that? And I know from experience that I do need to go through that rusty hinge period where it's a little awkward letting go of that external focus and coming back into the internal focus where I actually feel so much better. And my system, my nervous system calms down, I quiet down, and my inner wisdom, my inner link to the living energies starts to rise up. And that takes my attention. That's what I really want to be focused on and to feel and circulate and be part of and reconnect with the greater forces of creation. So I usually talk us through that a little bit as the energies are gathering for the class. But know that that can be a little bit of a awkward period where you're making that switch. And that's why I ask you to spend some time before the class to settle down, because you don't do that really quickly. It actually takes some time. You know, I can spend up to an hour preparing for the class through meditation just to get to the space that I need to be in to lead the class. So if you spend 15 minutes grounding before class, if you feel like setting up an altar, recognizing the natural elements and the directions, and having a little ritual that helps you make that transition can be really helpful. And yet, it's not like going to a religious service, where you kind of put on your good person, trying to be good for the church or temple or mosque service, your Sunday best. It's not like that. This is a gentling process where you soften and release and soften and release until you find the goodness within you. It's not a practiced goodness. It's not a created goodness by the mind. You're not performing for anyone. You're responding to your passionate yearning for the connection to the divine within you. Take some breaths, feel your body starting to relax. So, what does it mean to emerge from a cocoon? Entering a cocoon, being in process in a cocoon, and emerging from a cocoon are really natural, organic, and strenuous processes. I don't like when I'm in the middle of the process of being in a state of change, a state of transformation, where your mind gets engaged in trying to figure out what's going on. The mind will not be able to know this. So we have been engaged in a planetary transformation. And we really need to remember that we are part of a greater system. The Earth, the Sun, the galaxy, the cosmos. We are not separate from all that goes on there. And just see if you can feel part of that flow, the continuum of your being. And there are greater forces, greater luminous forces that take us through the process of transformation. We don't take ourselves through the process of transformation. We think we do, but we don't. There are greater forces that include your higher being, your multidimensional being. Penny, I'm going to mute you. And there's no way that your mind can take you through the type of transformation that brings about and alignment with your soul and your true being. The mind is too limited for that. So thank goodness there are greater forces that are bringing us through this type of transformation. We can sense it. We can orient towards it. But we can't make it happen. It truly is a mystery, and it's the mystery of the mystics. It's available to everyone, not just a few. And that's what the new earth is all about. But there's a lot of mystery in this process of transformation. So allow yourself right now to just open up to the idea of a spacious mystery that your being is involved in, and that there's a part of you that really knows about this mystery, that there's a part of you that it's not a mystery for, and that has a certain intelligence about what is in that mystery. So it's not blocked off from you, but maybe the type of intelligence that you need to know about it isn't awakened. So throughout this 6 weeks that we're in a sacred circle together, we'll be waking up that intelligence, because that's what's emerging. There are aspects of you that are latent, that are sleeping, that are covered over. And that includes everything from your cellular consciousness to your higher being. And so when we talk about emerging from the cocoon, we're really speaking to awakening that intelligence in us that spans many dimensions, many crystalline facets of our being. And the mind just can't grasp it. The mind will know it when something reveals itself. It happens, the mind gets to know things through insight and revelation. And being patient enough to allow revelation, to allow yourself to be revealed to yourself, it requires an enormous amount of patience. But through the sacred circle and our collecting together every week, we activate a lot of super consciousness, a lot of light, a lot of wisdom, and it has a cumulative effect of helping us, of helping that intelligence emerge, surface, become an active participant in your daily life. So let's pause and feel your body again, feel your breath, feel your feet on the floor. Your seat on the chair. And we will have time for some questions at the end. In this particular first class, we want to bring the sacred circle together into harmony and activate it. So if we have questions, we can address them at the end. So everything that I do, I teach, I guide, I lead is done in a sacred circle. That means the guidance is really turned over to a higher frequency, a higher intelligence. And I am able to lead us there. And then once we become aware of that higher intelligence, that takes over and I step back and allow the greater wisdom to heal us, activate us, illuminate us. And each one of you has that operating on an individual level and a collective level. And the sum total of our beings coming together magnifies the power of the luminosity, of the wisdom, of the power, so that we are great. The sum is great, the whole is greater than the sum. There we go. And breathe and be aware of your breath. The tension loosening in the tummy area, lower back, shoulders. Allow yourself to sink in. And this is again gradual and gentle. So don't push yourself into something that you're creating with your mind. Just allow, keep allowing. And we don't realize how much stress and tension we carry with us until we actually pay attention to releasing it. And you can't push yourself into it. It's allowing yourself into your wholeness. And that takes a little bit of time. And we have to get over the impatience and the desire to control. And I should mention that this is a more feminine approach where we're allowing and allowing the revelation to happen within us. And it's a very embodied approach, the feminine approach. So we connect with Mother Earth and Father Sun, and we become participants in a greater process, a greater intelligence. And then we allow that intelligence to inform us. And that could be informing us to release and relax a certain area of our body, to release a certain thought pattern, to release a certain emotional reaction. This intelligence will highlight what is preventing the intelligence from circulating fully in our being. And so you may feel it during the class, or you may feel it after the class during the next week, where you have a realization, oh, you know what? I don't have to be stuck in that loop anymore. I can open up to a different response, a different thought, or a different feeling in my body. And that is what I consider being informed by the living energies and the greater intelligence. And each one of you has an individual relationship with that living intelligence and an unfolding, unwinding of all that binds you into a very small existence. This intelligence will always try to open you up to the greater flow, the more natural alignment within your body and being. It will influence how you think about relationships and what you want to do in your life. And all of that can be scary because it's change. Hold on. I had to take a drink of water. And so any kind of change will bring up resistance in us. And as we look at our process of emerging from the cocoon, we have to acknowledge and recognize that it can be a little scary, that there can be hidden resistance, and that we're emerging into an unknown. But we're emerging into this unknown with a lot of safety and being held in the arms of Mother Earth and the heart of Father Sun. So what we do know is we'll know the light, we'll know our connection to something greater, but we may not know the details. And we have to learn to let the details show up and inspire us. So we can't plan it out. We can't plan our emergence, and we can't plan what we emerge into. So it requires a lot of trusting in your own heart and your connection to the living energies and to the light within to enable your emergence. So you can feel that. You can feel the difference between the webbing that wants to hold on to the external safety and how tight that can be versus having all those tentacles and all that webbing start to release from the externals and reconnecting with the internal. That's why we go gently. That's why we go slowly. And we allow it to be a natural process. So when we activate the sacred circle, we will initiate an activation. And that activation will have an orientation towards releasing the connection to the externals and reconnecting you to the internals. That activation will orient towards releasing that webbing that's connected to the externals, and turning it inward to orient towards your internal center soul spirit. Like the caterpillar that goes into the cocoon, wrapped up in that cave of transformation, it is completely internal. And there is an alchemical and a chemical experience going on in there that is guided by a higher intelligence. And we look around us at nature, and we know that everything in nature is connected to a greater intelligence, but we don't consider that we are connected to that greater intelligence. You just assume that a seed knows how to turn into a sprout, into a leaf, and into a flower or a tree. But you don't assume that about yourself. We have not been taught to do that. We've been taught the opposite. And so through these next weeks, we are going to be connecting to that natural intelligence within us. And each one of us will be going through an individual process of growing and transforming according to where we're each at. And there will be a greater collective light frequency that contributes to the illumination of humanity and to the harmony of the spheres of the galaxy and the cosmos. Multiple levels will be activated here. There we go. We're starting to let go a little. So let us begin. So as I'm speaking, turn your awareness inward. I have no need for you to be focused on me. I want you to be focused on you, which is the opposite of how you were trained in school. In school, the teacher kept saying, look at me, put your attention on me, listen to me. So we are overriding years of conditioning. I'm inviting you to put your focus within. No matter what your experience is, you're not comparing it to anyone else. It's you and your intimate connection with yourself. And there's a tendency to want to get somewhere, to know something. But we want to relax out of that. Now, there are tremendous energetic there's a tremendous energetic activity going on in our Earth, Sun, solar system consciousness now. There's tremendous planetary alignments, solar activity. There's that 3-eye atlas traveling through the galaxy. There is a lot happening that's influencing us. There's a lot of earthquake, volcanic activity, a lot of solar emission activity. All of that is impacting our consciousness right now. And it's in a good way. It's creating earthquakes and changes within our consciousness, things that have been set in stone, beliefs and thoughts and feelings and physical patterns that have been solidified are now being upended and shifting. And so it's important to realize you're part of this greater system. There's earth weather and there's sky weather and there's galactic weather. And we are part of all of that. There's lots of energy right coming in right now to help dissolve those hardened, conditioned patterns. And by breaking those up, we make space for the new to emerge. Okay. So come back to your breath. Come back to your sense of your body. Allow your shoulders to drop. You don't have to be sitting stiffly straight up. You could be in a relaxed posture with your feet on the floor. It really makes a difference with your feet on the floor versus sitting cross-legged or lying down. We need the energy from Mother Earth circulating into our legs. So that we can walk through life connected. And so that we're sourced by the vital energies of Mother Earth and the planetary frequencies, the living energies that come through a planetary body. Every planet has signature living energies. And it's based on their position in the galaxy, their spin rate, the orbit, all of that. And each one of you is a planetary body, spinning on your own axis in the greater galaxy of consciousness. Allow yourself to feel the lower back releasing. Adjust your posture if you need to. Oh, and please don't access any media right now. We can feel it if someone even just checks their email or social media, that allows a lower frequency stream of energy to come into the group. So please don't access that during the class. Okay. Feel yourself sinking downward, bringing your awareness gently down the spine into the lower part of the torso. This has the effect of quieting the mind and gathering living energy. And we need energy to go through a transformational process. We need to align with energies that are far more intelligent than we are. There we go. Invite the lower part of your torso to soften and release, allowing the breath to become deeper. And the base of the torso to release tension and to allow the tailbone to be free of tension, allowing it space to pulse the cerebral spinal fluid, the connection of the nervous system between the body and the brain. Allowing energy to circulate through the chakra system, not just one chakra, but integrating the entire system. And allow yourself to tune in to your inner experience, energetic, physical, emotional, mental. Allow the tailbone to drop and release. Very often the tailbone is tilted or twisted to the right or the left or tightened inward, like a dog's tail when it curls under its body out of fear. We're in a fight flight state most of the time. And if we become aware of the tendons and muscles and lower part of the abdomen, we're able to release that fight flight nervous system. And there's a pulse in the tailbone where it is when it's freed up, it has a pulse that circulates that cerebral spinal fluid, and it also circulates the energy from the root chakra and the kundalini through all the chakras. So that tailbone is a really important part of our awareness, our consciousness. And we're usually not aware of that area of our body. So allow yourself to sink downward into that area. And you're not hitting it with your mind. You're entering there with a soft, gentle awareness. Breathing, gently aware, allowing your awareness to become more spacious, and a general sense of release in the lower abdomen, lower torso. And this is where a lot of healing occurs. A lot of repair. When we can allow this energy to circulate, to open up, we start to be reconnected with our source energy. And our source energy starts healing the tears and wounds that have accumulated. And we come back to a connection with ourself. And again, it's not the mind. We're waking up a consciousness that already exists, that has been beyond the mind, but we couldn't access it before. And it's not just physical, it's also energetic. And then we come down through the thighs, inviting them to soften and release. And come down into the calf muscles, inviting them to soften and release. And traveling down into the soles of the feet to the energetic center that is just in the middle of the arch of the right foot and the left foot. And we activate our total energetic system. And we give it some time to find its equilibrium, to replenish our depleted vibrancy. If we're depleted of vital energy, of living energy, our consciousness can't be clear. And you may feel the activation on the soles of your feet. Maybe a little tingling, maybe a little warmth, maybe a little tickle, or just an awareness of your feet. Like your feet might feel like they're a giant, or you can feel like your feet are sinking into the earth, or that you can't lift them off the ground because they're suctioned to the earth. All different kinds of sensations we can have, but you know you're connected to your feet. And once we connect with the feet, we connect our energy with Mother Earth's energy, which is what we call grounding and rooting into the earth. And we create a circulation between our bodies and the living energies of Mother Earth. And we release our heavy energies. They'll sink into the earth. She'll transmute them through her heart, and she will circulate higher frequency energy into us, into our bodies, into our minds, into our emotional body. And she'll start circulating fresh vital energy as we release and we absorb. We release and we absorb. And as we do this, we become connected to all of life on Earth. And we say hi to Mother Earth. Hi to the spirit of the water. Greet the spirit of the fire. Acknowledge the spirit of the air. And greet the spirit of the ether, the permeable membrane that intelligently connects the external to the internal. This is our way of connecting with the great circulation of creation energies. There's many ways of doing that. If you have a way that connects you more readily, more beautifully, please do that. And as we're connected with these energies, we begin a purification process. All that is heavy and resistant and obstructive to flow begins to break up. And the intelligence of this creation energy knows exactly where those areas are. And they can be in your field, in your body, in your cells. Just trust in the intelligence of creation energy. And as we shed these heavy energies, we begin to be luminous. We're in the process of shedding. And the more we shed, the more luminous we become. And the luminosity of your being and the luminosity of my being connect and become one. And the luminosity of everyone in the circle becomes one. There's no barriers between lights. So you put on three lamps in a room and the whole room is lit up. And the circle starts to take on a living quality, a luminous quality, a higher, more refined frequency. And there is a sense of the collective luminosity and the vibrance of each individual. Feel your feet, feel that connection. You might feel like you're planted knee deep into the earth. You might feel energy circulating through your legs. Invite that tailbone to soften and release even more. Allow yourself to come alive. And as we become more alive, enlivened, and more luminous, we become visible to the luminous beings, the enlightened beings, the masters, saints, and prophets that exist throughout creation. They're able to recognize us because we're vibrating at their frequency. We don't try to bring them down into the lower frequencies. We come into relationship with these higher beings when we purify and become more luminous so that we are resonating at their frequency. And there's a tendency to want to bring them into the lower frequency, to make them a creation of the mind. And that causes a complete loss of power. They're just too immense and too alive to fit into the death trap that we live in on a daily basis. So you might feel your body balancing out a little more, areas that were painful starting to release pain, posture starting to balance out or release tension. And the central axis is forming in the circle, circulating a toroidal field 360 degrees throughout the circle, where we are becoming encompassed, embraced by this greater planetary flow. So when you look at a illustration of the Earth, and they show it tilted on its axis with the magnetic lines circulating around it, like from the North Pole to the South Pole and back up through the central axis up, and it's a continual circulation. That's a toroidal field. And that's what draws our consciousness into a higher flow and into the sacred, and into a healing state. And one where our subtle perception can begin to recognize higher intelligence, wisdom, and love from a perspective of resonating at a higher frequency. And when this axis of the group is activated and the toroidal field is flowing is when the sacred circle is activated. And this will naturally become brighter and brighter, will release more and more heavy energy. We enter a world of frequency and vibration. And yet we can still feel our body. We can still feel our seat, feel our feet. It's all inclusive. We're still going through the purification process. And the circle is getting brighter and brighter, more and more refined. So through this ceremony, we come into resonance with the higher intelligences. We call them beings, but we can attain a state where we are pure vibration and all intelligence is pure vibration. And we don't have to ascribe a personality or a name to the experience. It's an experience. And it's an experience that we know, but we don't have to name. We can sink into it and allow it to be. You may feel your crown chakra opening up and becoming more luminous. Your whole field becomes more luminous. And you become more immersed in the energy and less in your thoughts. The more immersed in the energy and the more vitality you have in your being from the living energies, the less your mind works. It just doesn't need to any longer. A new intelligence wakes up. And this is what we're emerging into. This is what the new earth is about. We are in for big changes of how we function. And luckily, there are better ways of functioning than we have been functioning. And you may feel some light or higher beings working on you right now, vibrating with you, helping purify more, clear more, coming into communion with you. And there's this natural elevation that occurs. You don't have to make it happen. As you attune with each frequency, once you're in complete harmony with it, it takes you to the next natural, more refined frequency. Feels like you go through a portal into the next dimension or luminous sphere, and the body releases more. The mind is settled down, the emotions are clearing. Don't focus on the crown chakra. As soon as you put your attention there, it tightens up. Come back down to your feet and let the energy flow there without you doing anything. There you go. You'll feel a natural expansion in the crown chakra. You stay out of the way. Your cranial bones will naturally adjust to the energy. But if you get involved with it, you'll limit it. You'll create pain and restriction. There we go. So now a higher frequency is unifying the circle. We'll stay with this a little bit longer because there's another raising of the frequency that's going to happen here. Let the love in your being expand. It's not a personal love, it's a state of love. Stay away from the crown. Go back down to the feet. And let love circulate in you. Don't create it with the mind. It's a different kind of love. It's not the personal love, and it's not any kind of love that you're associating with the word. That's a greater consciousness of love. Allow itself to find you, to show you what it is. There we go. Now, there's a tremendous brilliance in the circle. The circle's activated. There's another portal to go through, another shift to happen here. Again, please don't look at your cell phones or anything like that. It can lower the frequency of the circle. There we go. So now the sacred circle is held in a luminous sphere. And all that we're going to learn and all the transformation that we're going to go through is in this sphere. And this takes us to the doorstep of the ceremonial experience. Which we will continue next week. So, does anyone have any comments or questions? And before and you would unmute yourself to be able to speak, but I'm going to ask that you speak very quietly and very gently so that you don't disturb the peacefulness of the circle. And I'm also going to say that sometimes sitting through these meditations and attunements can be uncomfortable. I've sat through many, many, many uncomfortable meditations. And sometimes you're attuned to them, aligned with them, and you're able to go with them. And sometimes you're not. But afterwards, you'll get the experience and you'll find all kinds of good things happening. So I am not a person that expects that every single person is aligned with the guidance that comes in every class. And I have myself have had experiences that were like, God, when's this going to be over? But I can guarantee you that you received the attunement, the transmission, the light, and it will trickle out over the week for you if you didn't feel it tonight. Okay, so is there anyone that might want to ask a question or have a comment?
Hi, Sarah. It's Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed lately that when I've been grounding, I have like pain in my feet. Like the energy just, I don't know if it's like so intense that when it comes in, it just feels like really sharp or like just, it's just uncomfortable.
I would say if that's happening, to go back to the tailbone
Okay.
and center in the base of the torso. Because there's usually constriction happening on the physical level through the muscles, tendons, and bones from the lower torso hip area.
Thank
Okay.
you. Thank you.
So, I will have the recording up on the class page by tomorrow night at the latest. And then I will have a written summary of the class also up in the next couple of days. And there's the comment section on the class page. And it's really nice to place questions, comments, insights. Share all that on the class page. And I do realize that it's a little different than having a Facebook page or something like that that's easier to access. But there's a reason for that, because we have created a certain frequency, a sacred circle here, and we want to keep the energy, we want to nourish that energy, and we want to keep it from dispersing. So when it's held on the website and it's specifically attuned to this group, every time you comment on there, you're nourishing the energy of the circle. You're contributing to the sacredness. You're building a sphere of consciousness that supports everyone. So I really encourage you to share on there. I don't want you dumping on there. I would rather you spend a little time refining if you have if some frustration, and allow yourself to come to a place where you have. Circulated that energy to the point where you can place a comment about it that is in the form of a question, or the process that you use to shift from a frustrated place to a more peaceful, open space. So you would share your process, but it doesn't help to like dump on the page with a comment. And that is learning how to be in a sacred community where you take responsibility for your own energy, your own feelings. And it's not that you're denying them, but you're spending some time with them and processing them yourself so that you can share in a way that you're not hiding or denying what you're feeling, but you've refined it a bit to be able to share and actually maybe get some help from the energies on the page. And if you're going through some kind of illness or pain, you can ask for light from the group on the page that you would like to be held in prayer and light. You don't have to say what the issue is. You can just request being held in prayer and light. And is there anything I'm forgetting? Anyone familiar with this that you'd like to add that I might not be saying or I've left out? Okay. So, any last comments or questions? Okay, so thank you very much for coming together tonight, for following your light, your higher being, to come together in a sacred space, to learn about the process of being in sacred ceremony, to be willing to move into a state of emergence, not knowing where you're going to end up, but sensing the aliveness in your being that is drawing you into a new state, just like the seed growing into a sprout. The seed underneath the ground has no idea what it's like once it sprouts above ground. That's the state of emerging from the cocoon. Then it comes into the light. So thank you and many blessings, and we'll gather next week.